Welcome to part two of episode one of Trinity Tide, the teaching season. The identity of the author of the 1928 Book of Common Prayer Collect for Monday and Whitsun week is unknown. Unique to the American Book of Common Prayer, the Collect draws upon teachings from several ancient sacramentaries and missals from the Sarum Rite, from the King James Version of the Book of and the Book of Common Prayer translation of the Spirit as the Comforter, and from John 16, verse 13, which is part of the Gospel reading for the day. Send, we beseech thee, Almighty God, thy Holy Spirit into our hearts, that he may direct and rule us according to thy will. Comfort us in all our afflictions, defend us from all error, and lead us into all truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the same Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, world without end. Amen. The illustration is the descent of the Holy Spirit from the Rabula Gospels, an illuminated manuscript in tempera on vellum painted in northern Mesopotamia, part of modern-day Syria, in 586 AD. The original is at the Laurentian Library in Florence, Italy. This work is the oldest extant image of the first Pentecost. For the epistle reading for Monday and Whitsun week is Acts 10, verses 34 to 48, an account of St. Peter's homily to a group of Gentiles summoned by the newly baptized Cornelius, himself a Gentile. The homily includes a statement of the universality of the gospel in verse 34. God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. And in verses 36 to 43, a summary of the gospel message. The reading concludes with St. Luke's account of a separate descent of the Spirit upon the Gentiles, often called the Gentile Pentecost. The illustration is a circa 6th century Byzantine mosaic of St. Peter. The Gospel reading for Monday and Whitsun week is John 3, verses 16 to 21, which comes just before the reading for the Gospel for Trinity Sunday. This includes one of the most used quotations in the writings of St. John on the purpose of the Incarnation, that is, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Another consistent theme in the Gospel of St. John, light versus darkness, is found in verses 19 and 21. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. He who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. The illustration is St. John writing his Gospel, an illumination in gilt and tempera on vellum from the Rohan Master, a book of hours made in France between 1420 and 1430 AD, this version scanned from a reproduction copy of the book in the author's personal library. The Collect for Tuesday in Whitsun week is another that is unique to the American 1928 Book of Common Prayer. This intercessory prayer was based upon the Collect for Whitsun Friday in both the Sarum and Roman missals used in England. It summarizes the purpose of both Whit Sunday and of Trinity season. Grant, we beseech thee, merciful God, that thy church, being gathered together in unity by thy Holy Spirit, may manifest thy power among all peoples to the glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the same Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. The illustration is Descent of the Spirit, an illumination in temper and guilt on vellum from the early 11th century manuscript, The Bamberg Apocalypse, from the collection of the Bamberg State Library, Bamberg, Germany, which graciously provided the high-resolution image. The Bamberg Apocalypse was commissioned by Holy Roman Emperor Otto II, who brought artists from Constantinople to instruct the local artists who executed the work between 1000 and 1020 AD. Note that the Bamberg artists leave an empty space between those apostles on the left and those on the right, representing the empty seat left by Christ, who has ascended to the Father. For the epistle reading for Tuesday in Whitsun week is Acts 8, verses 14 to 17, an account of the spread of the gospel into Samaria, sometimes called the Samaritan Pentecost in the Eastern Church. St. Peter and St. John were sent from Jerusalem. St. John records the result in verses 16 and 17. For as yet he, meaning the Holy Spirit, had fallen upon none of them, meaning the Samaritans. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they, meaning John and Peter, laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The illustration is an unusual Russian Orthodox icon of the Descent of the Spirit in tempera, silver, and gilt on a wood panel, probably from the late 18th century and now in a private collection in Russia. The details suggest the extent of modern Western influence on Russian church iconography, previously strongly influenced by the styles of Byzantium. The Blessed Virgin sits at center on an elaborate gilded throne, surrounded by the apostles, each with a golden halo and each looking directly at her. Above her head is the Holy Spirit as a dove, radiating flames of fire as described in Acts 2. The floor beneath her throne is square tiles of reds and brown, while the whole background of the scene seems to glow a fiery shade of red. There is no figure of cosmos at the lower center, and the semicircle of older icons is no longer present. The Gospel reading for Tuesday in Whitsun week in John 10, verses 1 to 10, is one of the I Am sayings, contains one of the I Am sayings unique to the Gospel of St. John. It is a prelude to the longer I Am the Good Shepherd declaration based upon the Greek ego eime, which is pronounced ego eime or ego eimi, depending upon who you ask. I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The illustration is the Descent of the Spirits on the Apostles, a late 19th century, early 20th century Pentecost fresco at the Greek Orthodox Monastery of the Transfiguration on the northeastern slope of Mount Tabor, Israel, the traditional site of the Transfiguration. The monastery was built on the foundations of earlier Crusader and Byzantine churches. Note that this Greek Orthodox version does not include an image of the Blessed Virgin favored in Byzantine and Russian Orthodox icons and frescoes of Pentecost, but there is a visible empty space between the six apostles on the left and the six on the right. Behind that empty space or empty seat is a depiction of a physical church building in a style common to the Holy Land and still used by the Antiochian Orthodox Church and by some parishes of the Greek Orthodox Church. Appropriate seasonal music for Whitsuntide from the St. Chrysostom Hymnal, our collection of traditional hymns arranged to easily sung tunes, includes Come Thou Holy Spirit Come, a 13th century Latin hymn translated by Edward Caswall, which has been reset to the easily sung tune Dix. Included are 12 hymns sung to or about the Holy Spirit, including St. Ambrose of Milan's composition, Come Holy Ghost, Whoever Won, arranged to Lasst uns der Freuen with Alleluias, and Marcus Wells' 1858 AD composition, Come Holy Spirit, Faithful God, arranged to Aberystwyth, but more easily sung to the more evangelical tune Martin, spelled with a Y, composed by the American writer Simeon B. Marsh in 1834 AD, and also James Montgomery's Lord God the Holy Ghost, written in 1819 AD, here arranged to the short meter tune St. Michael. Paul Gerhardt's Holy Spirit, Source of Gladness, written in 1648 AD, and arranged to the Welsh tune High Fridal. And John Stocker's Gracious Spirit, Dove Divine, written in 1777 AD, and arranged in the hymnal to the easily sung tune Innocence. The St. Chrysostom hymnal is available on demand using the virtual bookstore link at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. Other AIC resources for subjects mentioned in Episode 1 are the meaning of abide in John 14, verse 16, and John 15, verse 7, which is discussed in our Bible study series, New Testament Gospels, Episode 34. The many I Am declarations in the Gospel of St. John are discussed in Episodes 29 to Episode 35. St. John's theme of light versus darkness is discussed in Episode 39. Jesus' reference to in a little while is discussed in Episode 44. And in the AIC bookstore publication Layman's Lexicon, the discernment entry is found on page 58, the I Am entry on pages 116 to 117, the Holy Spirit entry on pages 19 to 110, the Holy Trinity entry on pages 110 to 112, and the Light entry on pages 133 to 134. And from Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation, there are 51 additional illustrations by the same Constantinople-trained artist who produced the Bamberg Apocalypse. And my podcast homily for Whit Sunday on the podcast homilies page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. Thank you for joining me for Episode 1, Part 2, and Episode 1, Part 1 in Trinitytide, the teaching season. Next time in Episode 2, the focus will be a continuation of the discussion of Trinity season, including liturgical colors, the seasonal calendar, discussion of the collect epistle and gospel readings for Trinity Sunday and the first two Sundays after Trinity, plus appropriate music for Trinitytide from the St. Chrysostom hymnal. I invite you to make use of other AIC resources which are available 24/7 through our website. These include our exclusive videos hosted on our YouTube channel, the direct address for which is https://www.youtube.com/c/stjohnc, and also available through episode links on our website, where on the digital library page you'll find links to our Christian education and seasonal videos. On the Bible study page, you can access both our Bible study video series. From the podcast homilies page, you can listen to over 600 podcasts on 1928 Book of Common Prayer services. And from the podcast archive page, you can listen to the MP3 podcast versions of the text of videos in all three of our series, Christian Education, Seasonal, and Bible Study. At the bottom of the homepage is the virtual bookstore link through which you can learn more about pricing and availability of all our publications, many of which are available in Kindle and paperback versions. Finally, at the Father Ron's blog page, you can read my weekly blog postings and subscribe to my postings by clicking the Follow Anglican Internet Church tab. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.